So let's review. The previous Mishnah cited machlokes regarding Adas Korach, the people who rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu during the incident of Korach and were swallowed up by the ground. Rekiva holds, Adas Korach ein lem chelik loyim haba. The Adas Korach will not receive a portion of the world to come, because the Pasuk states, v'techasa leim ha'aretz bo'ilm hazeh, v'yavdi mitoich hakol lo'ilm haba. Rabbi Eliezer holds, yesh lem chelik loyim haba. The Adas Korach will receive a portion of the oil haba, because the Pasuk states, Hashem memes u'mechaya merit sha'ol v'yol. Hashem lowered them into the ground and will raise them. Similarly, Rabbi Yudba Meseira in the Braisa holds, yesh lehem chelik loyim haba, because the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Te'isi kiseh oivid bakish avdecha. Harein ke'aveda ha-mispakeshes, the Adas Korach are like a lost item that Hashem will seek out and bring to Olam Haba. The Gemara now expounds the Pesukim of Korach. V'yikach Korach ben Yitzhak ben Kas ben Levi, v'dosan v'avirim ben Eliyav, v'oin ben Pelis ben Reuven. V'yikach shalokach mekach ra la'atzmoy. Korach took a bad deal upon himself in rebelling against Moshe. Korach shenase Korach b'Yisrael, Korach caused a gap within the Yidden of those who were swallowed up by the ground. Ben Yitzhar, ben shehertiach Allah v'skolo olam kitzarayim, Korach brought anger upon the whole world. Ben Kahas, ben shehike sheine melidav, Korach caused shame to his ancestors. Ben Levi, ben shenase levoya begehenem, Korach was escorted to Gehenem. However, the Pasuk does not mention ben Yaakov, ben sheikiv atzmoy legehenem, because Yaakov bikesh rachamim al atzmoy. Yaakov in the daven that his name should not be mentioned during the incidents of the Meraglim and Korach, as the Pasuk in Parashat Vayechi states, Besoidim al tovei nafshei ubekol matechad kevoidi. Besoidim al tovei nafshei el Meraglim ubekol matechad kevoidi ze adas Korach. Bedasin v'avim who joined Korach, dasin she'over al das kel, dasin violated the laws of the Torah, avirim she'iver atzvei ma'asayis tshuva, avirim strengthened himself to refrain from doing tshuva. V'oin ben Pelas, the Oin sheyoshev ba'aninus. Oin did tshuva and regretted his decision to join Korach, and therefore Pelas shenasul eplois, he was miraculously saved from their fate. Bnei Reuven ben Shiro v'Haven, Oin saw and realized that Korach was wrong. As the Gemara elaborates, Oin ben Pelas ishtahitzilase. Oin's wife convinced him to withdraw, and she prevented Adas Korach from taking her husband. V'ikumu lefnei Moshe v'anoshim bnei Yisrael chamishim u'masayim nesiy eidi kri moir anshei shem. Nesiyei Eida, Miuchadim Shebe Eida, these 250 people were the most prominent of all the Yidden. Kri Moed, Shoy Yoidim La'abr Shanim L'Kvaya Chadashim, they knew how to establish leap years in Rish Chedesh. Anshei Shem, Shoy Lehem Shem B'chal O'ilam, their names were known throughout the whole world. V'yokam Moshe V'yelech Adasim Ba'avir, Moshe went to Dasim Ba'avir. Mikan She'in Machzikim B'machlekes, this teaches us that one may not maintain a quarrel, as Rav says, Kala Machzik B'machlekes, Eivah B'lav, one who maintains a quarrel is liable for the Isra Lav of a Loyir Kekorach B'chadosei. The Gemara proceeds with several statements regarding the severity of Machlekes. Kala Chelik Al-Malchus Beis David, Ro'o La'kishay Nochesh, one who argues against a king who is a descendant of David HaMelech, deserves to be bit by a snake. Kol chelik al rabbi, kol chelik al shchina. One who challenges his rebbe is considered like he challenged the shchina, as the pasuk of Korach states, "Ba'atzaisim al Hashem." Kol oisim meriva im rabbi, kol oisim shchina. One who quarrels with his rebbe is like he quarrelled with the shchina, as the pasuk states, "Heimu me meriva asher rova b'nei yisrael es Hashem." Kol misram al rabbi, kol misram al shchina. One who complains about his rebbe is like he complained about Hashem, as the pasuk states, "Lo yaleinu tulu neisechem kiim al Hashem." Kol mahar acher rabbi, kol mahar acher shchina. One who questions his rebbe is like he questioned Hashem, as the pasuk states, "Vayidaber ha'am be'alekim uve Moshe." Amar b'yechon, Korach loyman abluim, but loyman asrufim. Korach himself was not among those swallowed up by the ground, nor among those burned, but rather among those who died from the magefa. Loyman abluim, because the pasuk states, "Veskala adam asher lekorach," which implies v'loy Korach, but not Korach. V'leimen asrufim, because the pasuk states be'achola ish as chamishim m'saim ish, which implies v'leik Korach. The Brice, however, holds Korach min asrufim u'min ablun. Korach was both burned and then swallowed up into the ground. Min ablun, because the pasuk states v'tiv lo isim be'es Korach. And min asrufim, because the pasuk states v'esh yotzim es Hashem v'toich les chamishim m'saim ish makrivi ha-keteres, and Korach was among those who brought the keteres. The pasuk states u'b'nei Korach loy meisu. Tano Mishum Rabbeinu Amru Mokum Nispatzlam B'Gehenim B'Yeshiva Allah B'Amru Shira. The Bnei Korach were put in a high location in Gehenim, where they remained alive and sang Shira to Hashem. They also said Moshe B'Sarasi Emes B'Hem Badoim. The previous Mishnah cited Machlokes regarding Dor HaMidbar, the Yidden who died in the Midbar as a result of the Chedem Meraglim. Rabbi Kiva says, Dor HaMidbar Ein Lam Chelik L'Oyim Haba V'Ein Oyim D'Medin. the Deren Midbar will not receive a portion of Oil Mabo, and they will not stand trial because the Pasuk states, but Midbar Hazeh Yitamu B'Sham Yimusu, Yitamu B'Oil Mazeh B'Sham Yimusu B'Oil Mabo. And the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Hashem Nishbati Va'api Im Yivoyin El Menuchasi. Hashem swore that they will not come to his resting place in Oil Mabo. Rabbi Eliezer holds, Der HaMidbar Yesh Lem Chayik Lem Abba, but Der HaMidbar will receive a portion of Oil Mabo, because the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Isvuli Chasidai Kersei Berisei Alei Zavach. This refers to Der HaMidbar who made a bris with Hashem, and the Pasuk considers him Chasidai righteous. And the Pasuk of Hashem Nishbati Ve'api must be understood as Ba'api Nishbati Ve'chazranibi. Hashem swore, but then retracted. Rabbi Shimon Karcha says the pasuk of Isvuli Chasidei does not refer to the Der HaMidbar, but rather to Doris HaBoim, future generations, as follows. Isvuli Chasidei Elu Tzadikim Shebechol Der V'Der. This refers to the righteous in every generation. Kersei Brisi, this refers to Hanani, Mishael, Ba'azariah, Shemosru Atzmo Tech Kivshon Ha'esh, because they were willing to sacrifice their lives to maintain the bris of Hashem. Alei Zavach, this refers to Rabbi Kiva and the other martyrs. Shemosru Atzmo L'shchita Al-Devir Torah, because they sacrificed their lives for the sake of the Torah. Likewise, Rabbi Shimon ben Nasi holds Der HaMidbar Boy in Hein Lo'il Mabo, because the Pasuk states, Ufudu Yei Hashem Yishuvin Uvo Tzin Berina. As Rashi explains, this refers to the Der HaMidbar who were redeemed from Mitzrayim. Rabbi Baba Chonam Rabbi Yechanan says, Shavka Rabbi Kiva L'chassidusei. Rabbi Kiva, who is usually a defender, could have defended the Der HaMidbar and said, Yesh Lem Chayeg Lem Abba, from the following Pasuk. Haloich V'karasa Ba'azni Yerushalayim Lemer Zachartu L'chesed Noraich Ahavis Kulo Yisayach Lechtech Achar B'midbar Be'eretz Le'zeruah. If the future generations will enter Oil Mabo in the merit of the Der HaMidbar, the Der HaMidbar will certainly enter Oil Mabo. Zok the Mishnah, Bekiva says, Aser Shvatim Einan Asidin Lachzer. The 10 tribes who were exiled by Sancheir will not return to Oil Mabo, because the Pasuk states, Vayishlichim El Eretz Acheres Kerim Azeh. Mahayoyim Hoylich Ve'en Chayzer, Afim Holchem Ve'en Chayzer. Just like a day that goes by and never returns, so did the Aser Shvatim, who went away, will never return. And the same pasuk begins with Vayitchem Hashem me'alad masim ba'af avachim uveketzav gadol. Vayitchem Hashem me'alad masim ba'il mazeh, vayishlichim el eretz acheres lo'il mabah. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Eliezer disagrees and holds Aseres HaShvatim asidan lachzer. The Aseres HaShvatim will return to El Mabah because the pasuk states Kayem Hazeh. Ma yoy mafulu meir af Aseres HaShvatim sha'afei lehen kach asidu lahar lehem. Just like a day begins with darkness and then becomes light, so to the Aseres HaShvatim who experience darkness will eventually experience the light of El Mabah. Bryce cites a third opinion. Reb Shimon Yehuda Ish Kfar Akoy Omer Mishum Reb Shimon Im Asim Kayim Hazeh Einun Chayzen Vim Lav Chayzen. If the Aseres HaShvatim continue to sin, they will not return to El Mabah, but if they repent, they will return to El Mabah. Rebbe says, Boim Heim Lo El Mabah, because the Pasuk states, V'hoi Boyim Ahu Yitok B'Sheva Gadol Uvo Evdim Me'eretz Asher. Rabbi Vachonam Rebbe Yechidin says, Shavkir Rebbe Kiva L'Chassidusei. Rebbe Kiva, who usually a defender, could have defended the Aseres HaShvatim and said, Yesh Lem Chayik L'Mabah. From the following Pasuk, Halach V'Kardoses Advar Ma'elo Tzafayna V'Amres Shuvah Mishuvah Yisrael Nu Mashem. All the Yidden will return. As the Gemara explains, my Chassidusei. Rebbe Kiva was the defender in the Machlekes regarding Kitani B'nei Rishi Yisrael, the minor sons of wicked Jews who died young and did not sin. Rim Lil holds, Ain boyin lo'il mabah, they will not enter Oil Mabah, because the Pasuk states, Ki hina yoyim bo, boyir ketaner v'hoi kol zeydim v'chol eisei rishir kash, v'lat, oisim ha'yoyim ha'boh, omar shem tzavokas, ashe lo yazav lem sherish v'anaf. The Rishon will not leave over any roots or branches, which refers to their children. Sherish bo'il mazeh, v'anaf lo'il mabah. Rebbe Kiva, however, holds, Boim heim lo'il mabah, they will come to Oil Mabah, because the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Sherme b'soim Hashem, Hashem will protect the psalm which refers to the children. The Gemara concludes with five opinions regarding katan me'imasai ba'al lo'il mabah. From what age does a minor who dies receive a portion of Oil Mabah? Mishosha noilet, from the time he's born. Mishosha sibra, from the time he speaks. Mishosha nizra, from the time of conception. Mishosha nimel, from the time that he is circumcised. Mishosha yema amen, from the first time he answers amen.